Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what you're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Great to be with you. And I think that today is supposed to be a banner weather day.
Good.
Mostly because I'm sick and tired of the storms. It didn't storm last night, at least not that I and me and my NyQuil remember.
I was knocked out.
My husband asked me, still fighting this vacation hangover, summer cold. And my husband asked me two nights ago, I was looking through the stuff. I'm like, did you get NyQuil for me? He's like, yeah. And then, but we get the capsules or...
Mm-hmm.
Is a capsule the liquid?
I think capsule is the liquid with...
A caplet, yeah. Would be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. It's blue and squishy. Mm-hmm. Not too squishy.
But just squishy enough. Gel.
I haven't really tested the squishiness of it now that I think about it. And now that's like all I can think about is how much I could squeeze it before it would pop. Anyway, if you're just turning in right now, I'm talking about NyQuil liquid gels. I look at it and it's like, it's actually like the generic version of... like a cold and sinus thing. It wasn't NyQuil. And I'm like, oh man, this isn't NyQuil because I want it to knock me on my tail so that I sleep like a baby.
Yep.
And he's like, you want me to go get some? This was two nights ago. We live walking distance from a Walgreens, much to our dismay.
Love it.
And Walmart. Wow. We don't make, that. Well, let me put it this way. My husband doesn't make like $100 Walmart purchases. We just have, if you look at our checking register, it's like $20 to Walmart here, $12 to Walmart here. And I'm afraid to tally it up. When I go into Walmart, I'm like, look at all the things.
I need everything.
They're all here. That's why I have to go to Club Store Outlet. It's the only way I can save boatloads of money. So I look at this. I'm like, man, this isn't NyQuil. He goes, do you want me to go get some? I'm like, no, but if I don't feel better by tomorrow, I'm going to need some NyQuil. And so he's like, you feel okay today? I'm like, no, I still don't feel good. He's like, all right, I'll go get you some NyQuil. I take the capsules. I took them at like 8. And I was still awake at like 10:45. I'm like, this is not legit. Like, how do I inject this into my veins so that I get the full effects of NyQuil? We have some of that ZQuil, I guess. It's generic. Everything is generic. But that's just supposed to make you sleep. Have you ever had that?
I have had ZQuil. Yep. There's a difference.
And
between those two things.
I'm like, can I take ZQuil on top of NyQuil caplets? And then
double
I'm like,
up.
I'm not going to be sleepy until about 10:45 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then come to you in a medicated state, which could be amazing.
Welcome to the Annie Fry Show.
Well, I'm pretty sunny outside right now.
I'm going to bed.
So I didn't get to sleep right away. I'm still suffering this cold and I'm fighting through it. I don't like physically feel, you know how like if you've got the flu, you got the aches, the body aches and the stiffness and you just want to crawl in bed. It's not really like that. I just have a super scratchy throat, which I think is from the drainage and the congestion. That's it.
I hate a cold.
And pressure on my ears. And when I went to the Express Clinic on Sunday, they're like, nope, no strep, nothing, you know, nothing that we can diagnose here. You just got a cold, so wash your hands. All right, I can handle that.
Thanks.
So I was talking to Katie before the show started, and then we decided we were going to talk about this on the air. But I'm school started yesterday, and mornings are tough. I'm struggling, so I'm going to ask for some advice from some people, especially Tony Colombo, because Tony Colombo appreciates mornings about as much
so
as I do.
So much. So much.
Before we do that, did you hear, you don't, Tony, you don't use Facebook Messenger, right?
No.
I remember in our previous life where I was doing digital for 97.1 and you were doing promotions for 97.1, which might have been 5 years ago. How long ago was that? Five?
Probably at least.
Eight?
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw something on Facebook and I was like, can I message it to you on Facebook? And you're like, I'm not comfortable with that. And I'm what do you mean? I'm going to share a link with you. And you're like, you were just very uncomfortable with the idea of Facebook Messenger.
No, thanks.
Just because I don't use Facebook. So
that's true. He doesn't.
Mm-mm.
Well, this is from Forbes. Facebook just gave 1.3 billion Messenger users a reason to delete their accounts. Katie and I are very concerned about this.
Yes,
Facebook has just become the latest big tech firm to confirm that external contractors are listening to audio of users' private conversations. According to a Bloomberg report, Facebook has hired the contractors to listen in to users taking advantage of the audio to text functionality in its Messenger service. Wow, I use a lot of voice to text on the Messenger app.
These are humans, not robots.
Correct.
Humans are doing this.
The affected users had opted into having their Messenger chats transcribed. However, Facebook Messenger users may not have known this was going to be done by humans who were tasked with transcribing conversations to assess the accuracy of the tool.
So somebody's just sitting there typing everything you say?
I think that the way I'm reading this is like when Katie and I's main form of communication to one another is Facebook Messenger. And there are a lot of Facebook. Do you voice to text?
Yes, I do.
For the record, my vacation cold as it exists. I feel a sneeze coming on. I don't know how that's going to happen.
Yes.
So Katie and I are talking around the clock on Facebook Messenger. And I do a whole lot of my messaging on Messenger voice to text. I think what they're doing is they're saying, let's pull Annie Fry's messages here and they have an automated system that listens to your voice to text and creates words out of it. I think they're going back and listening to those and comparing the words that were typed
to
what the human. So I don't know that it's like actual human who's listening in real time and typing things out.
They have a transcript.
I think it's an after the fact where my voice is going, they're going to be able to pull up the recording of what I said and they're going to be able to compare it to what was sent.
For accuracy purposes, like to become more accurate? That's crazy.
Humans who were tasked with transcribing conversations to assess the accuracy of the tool. Facebook policies are not explicit, simply stating, quote, we collect the content, communications, and other information you provide when you use our products, including when you sign up for an account, create or share content, and message or communicate with others.
Yeah, I'm sure if they were to just happen to gather any actionable advertising information, they would just pass on that. They're just there to make sure that
right.
the word the is right. not being typed as the word that.
Your sarcasm meter isn't flying off the... According That's to Forbes, right. thankfully, Facebook said it had paused the practice. Don't worry, they're totally on this over 1 week ago.
Oh, well.
So you on were good up until... you've been good for a week. After finding out that Google and Apple had stopped their use of human reviewers, a Facebook spokesperson said, much like Apple and Google, we paused human review of audio more than a week ago.
No. See, we care about your privacy.
It's almost like 8 days, probably.
So the question remains, does this become a service? We were just talking about the story, was it last Friday maybe, where Facebook, we were talking about how Google could manipulate elections based on the delivery of information. Let's listen to a guy who's unfortunately named Robert Epstein right now. This is not somebody in conjunction with Jeffrey Epstein, but this is Robert Epstein. And Ted Cruz was talking to him. And this is something that has been out there. I've seen it shared a lot on social media, but I haven't seen people talking about it in great measure. But listen to this.
You're not a Republican, and nor are you a conservative. Is that accurate?
That would be an understatement.
And indeed, you're the former editor-in-chief of Psychology Today.
Correct.
So you're a respected academic. You testified before this committee that Google's manipulation of votes gave at least 2.6 million additional votes to Hillary Clinton in the year 2016. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I want to make sure I understand. You personally supported and voted for Hillary Clinton.
I was a very strong public supporter of Hillary Clinton, yes.
So you're not dismayed that people voted for her, but your testimony is that Google is, through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale. And what I'm saying is that I believe in democracy. I believe in the free and fair election more than I have any kind of allegiance to a candidate or a party.
And looking forward, if I understood your testimony correctly, you said in subsequent elections, Google and Facebook and Twitter and big tech manipulation could manipulate as many as 15 million votes in a subsequent election?
In 2020, if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace.
So this is what Google knows about you. And if you think to yourself, if Google were to create a version of me, like a life resume of what Annie is interested in or what Annie is curious about or supportive of or against, how much information would Google have to be able to do that? Tons with me.
Yeah.
Tons. And mm-hmm. I know this because when I go on my Google app on my phone, which I'm opening right now, I get a whole list of things that Google thinks I should be interested in. Chris Hemsworth is the second thing that comes up.
It's not a big deal.
Thor.
Groot.
Here are the first three headlines. It's a Fox News headline about huge groundswell of grassroots support for Trump, a danger for 2020 Dems. Probably accurate. An article that is from the cheat sheet on Chris Hemsworth and how he owes his Thor role to his younger brother. And then the next one is something about a former Disney World employee. And then the next one is about the St. Louis Cardinals. That is, in a microcosm, aside from my faith and family, that's everything that comes next in my professional life or my social life. Google knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about the things that you're talking to people about in your Facebook Messenger app. Now think about the things where you let the guard down a little bit and you start to have conversations with people. You talk about things that you're maybe places you're interested in going, things you're interested in doing, things you're interested in purchasing. And all of that information just happens to be listened to by humans. Only a week ago, they haven't been doing it for a whole week.
Something really weird like that happened to me yesterday when you were talking about Kenilwood.
Really?
Yes. You were talking about Kenilwood on the air. I grabbed you talking about it. And the next thing I know, I opened up Facebook and there was an ad for Kenilwood on my feed.
See, somebody's and here's listening. Another thing. If you typed Kenilwood out, yeah, exactly. If you typed Kenilwood out in a Google Doc or in some sort of social media share thing, they are reading these things. And if it's only robots, how bad can it be? Well, Google is telling you right now, or Robert Epstein, who is an expert on this, is telling you how Google has already used it to manipulate elections. And as far as I can recall, that is what inspired an entire investigation that took 2.5 years and $25 million to make sure that nobody was having inappropriate relationships with anybody else to try to affect the outcome of an election. On our home front, it's happening. I've got more from Robert Epstein. We're going to continue to play this here in across the 12 o'clock hour, and you are not going to believe what you're hearing. Plus, there's some news out today from Project Veritas. They have released some a new look into Google and how Google is doing what Google does without you even knowing it. It's scary, but we got the story right here on The Annie Fry Show. Stick around. We're going to have the highlights when we return. More from Robert Epstein and what Google is doing to manipulate the voting public. And if you want to give us a call, 314-241-9797 if you've experienced this as well. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, you described the Go Vote reminder, and you said it wasn't a public service announcement, but rather manipulation. Can you explain how? I'm not sure everyone followed the details of that.
Well, sure. If on Election Day in 2016, if Mark Zuckerberg, for example, had chosen to send out a Go Vote reminder, say, just to Democrats, and no one would have known if he had done this, that would have given that day an additional at least 450,000 votes to Democrats. And we know this without doubt because of Facebook's own published data, because they did an experiment that they didn't tell anyone about during the 2010 election. They published it in 2012. It had 60 million Facebook users involved. They sent out a Go Vote reminder, and they got something like 360,000 more people to get off their sofas and go vote who otherwise would have stayed home. The point is, I don't think that Mr. Zuckerberg sent out that reminder in 2016. I think he was overconfident. I think Google was overconfident. All these companies were. I don't think he sent that out without monitoring systems in place. We'll never know what these companies are doing. But the point is, in 2018, I'm sure they were more aggressive. We have lots of data to support that. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences, and I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
So there you have Robert Epstein talking in a congressional hearing. He's speaking with Ted Cruz about Google's capabilities in the 2016 election. He's talking about this Go Vote thing. They can send out a Go Vote notification to just Democrats. Holy snot, that's ridiculous, right?
Oh, yeah.
To think that you could somehow move people in a certain direction by targeting them. This reminds me, shockingly, of something that Disney World does. They have an app. You can look at the app. It's called My Disney Experience. And you can see what the wait times are for rides all across the park.
Last night, we went to dinner with Maggie, our middle kid.
Talked about Disney World the whole time.
And we played a game of how long is the wait right now.
And at each ride?
So I would, yeah, I had pulled up the app and we're sitting in St. Louis at a Culver's having dinner and we're playing a game where I'm asking, okay, right now, what is the wait time for Space Mountain? And then my wife would guess.
85
minutes.
And
then my daughter would guess. And then whoever was closest would win. And then we move on to another ride.
What Love
right
that.
Now? What
That's
is the
fun.
What is the wait time for Frozen Ever After?
If you are in Disney World and you're in one part of the park, and the lines there are super long, and there's another part of the park where the lines are unusually short, they will use the app to target you because they know that you're standing in a specific part of the park and say, hey, this has a short wait line, or maybe here's a fast pass for Pirates of the Caribbean. We know you're in Fantasyland. This is how they use technology, and I'm okay with that. Like, I know that when I sign up with my Disney Express and I'm wearing a magic band, that it's tracking me. I get that. I understand it. I'm okay with it. It's a decision I've made. But they're using technology in that case to physically move people from a crowded side of the park to a less crowded side of the park. That makes everybody's experience more enjoyable. So obviously we're using technology in a way to move people, but what if you used it to move people in an election? What if you send out some sort of notification to a specific political party to make sure that they remember to go vote and you don't tell Republicans that? If you would have discovered that Donald Trump had managed to do something like that in the 2016 election, he would be impeached by now. People would understand how inappropriate that is. If Russia would have figured out a way to do that, there would be even more upset people across this country than there are right now. Although people really just wanted to get Trump in that. There's more from Epstein there, Robert Epstein, that I'm going to play for you here as we go through the show. And I'm going to take some phone calls on it real quick before we get to the highlight. Shane, thanks for calling.
Hi, Annie.
Hi,
great
Shane.
Show. Neighbor of yours on the east side, feeling
you.
The pain of Illinois, so it's great.
We'll
couple examples. I've only caught bits and pieces of this segment, but just on this whole technology and the tracking of everything, I've had a couple of weird incidences with some iPhones, mine and my wife's, of verbal conversations, I swear, being tracked, and then later on marketing ideas on this. I was on a job site about 6 months ago, talking with a fellow employee of mine about some products that we were installing in the home, and I referenced the product as ICP, and he goes, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Insane clown posses." I'm like, no, that's crazy, no. And then asked me the product. And anyways, later that evening, I'm searching on eBay and looking at some items. Bottom of Insane Clown albums here. We've got them, you know, whatever. Such an oddity. I don't think of Insane Clown Posses as being that popular anymore, or
wow,
maybe even ever popular. But pick that up. So that's one thing that was weird. Verbal conversation. Another one was my wife was talking to my father about he had bought an Indian motorcycle, and they were just verbally talking about it, and we were sitting at the table talking about it later on. She never looked anything up. Later on that day or next day, she's getting bombarded with ads about buying an Indian motorcycle. It's just crazy.
Yep. Shane, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening over on the Illinois side. We will stand strong in that. But I've had it happen to me many times. I've had to think through, like, maybe I Googled something and I hadn't really paired the two together that I actually typed it in there. But there's too many circumstances for me to think that this isn't happening. Or the places if it's your text messages.
Oh, yeah. We have zero privacy.
Completely.
And you're sort of hyper aware of this stuff. Imagine a lot of people aren't even thinking that. They're just going about their day. And,
sure.
And these ads are popping up on their phones and on their computer screens. And
that's
they're
weird.
Being influenced in some way without even really knowing it's happening.
Yeah, completely.
Now, let's get to the highlights.
Talked a lot about how Facebook is listening in on you in the first segment. Well, Amazon is no angel either. Their facial recognition software can now detect fear.
What?
Must be a woman.
Amazon knows.
Her name is Alexa.
When you are scared.
Great.
In a Monday night blog post, the tech giant led by CEO Jeff Bezos announced that its facial recognition software has added a new emotion that it can detect, fear. In addition to happy, sad, angry, surprised, disgusted, calm, and confused.
Where is Amazon collecting this information?
It's
like
everywhere.
on their view, Echo View.
Mm-hmm. Amazon Echo.
Company said it's improved the accuracy of its gender identification and age range estimation as well.
Gender identification.
The controversial facial detection software, which falls under the auspice of the cloud computing division known as Amazon Web Services, has drawn condemnation from privacy and digital rights activists and lawmakers who object to Amazon's marketing of recognition to police departments and government agencies like immigration and customs enforcement. So Amazon knows
when you're
sleeping. It knows when you're awake. It knows if you've been bad or good.
I have a theory.
So be good.
Can I tell you what my theory is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My theory is that Tony will continue talking in some sort of recap situation until Frank steps up to the microphone. Is that true?
I could.
Well, that it just kind of...
I'm waiting for the appropriate natural pause.
After the Christmas carol.
During the conversation. Frank walks in.
There was a good pause.
And leans up against the wall. And then Tony... I always feel like
Tony's...
Tony
has his thing.
Kinda, so be good, for goodness sake. Take it away, Frank.
This could just continue on.
We're not going to be able to stop this advance of technology.
Oh,
no matter what we do.
I agree with that.
I don't have plugged in Amazon devices in my house.
We haven't given into that yet. We got a Dot or a kid's Dot for Felix, and we use it to ask it the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And it's listening to us.
Does Felix ask the weather?
Not yet.
That's the first word.
Wonderfully advanced.
Weather. Alexa, what's the weather?
It was not able to tell us what the dew point of St. Louis was. We asked it.
What did you do? Frank? After you didn't know what the dew point was.
I was frustrated.
Frank, Felix has a doo-doo. You need to change his diaper. Thank you, Alexa.
The doo-doo point.
You, that technology's there. I think that's fascinating stuff. Across the river, a new law signed by Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker mandates that insurance companies acting in the state will have to cover EpiPens for those needing medically necessary injectors for persons 18 years of age and under. When used during an anaphylactic attack from a severe allergic reaction, the pens deliver a dose of epinephrine, which opens up the airways and reduces swelling. The cost of those pens had increased by 6 times in the last decade, going from about $100 per pair to $600 per pair. A generic form of the drug was approved by the FDA last year.
Civilians stopped
a
knife.
See, natural pause, and Katie jumps in.
Yeah, but Tony has no natural pauses. Tony,
jump on in.
Tony
Human
will go.
Rain delay over here.
It's perfect.
It's after the Christmas.
That's why
girl.
I'm so grateful that he's here.
Civilians stopped a knife-wielding man on a busy street in Sydney, Australia on Tuesday, pinning the suspect to the ground with chairs and a milk crate until police arrived.
Oh.
Video captured at the scene shows a blood-spattered man holding a knife in the air and climbing up on top of a Mercedes-Benz, screaming, "Shoot me, shoot me." Another man carrying a wooden chair approaches, and soon a group of bystanders chase the suspect down and subdue him. I will have that video up on our blog, 971talk.com/AnnieFryShow, in about 5 minutes. You guys
slash
can check
Annie.
It out. Oh, yeah, slash Annie. My bad.
And sometimes I like Tony to get deeper and deeper into whatever hole he's going into.
No, I think that is equally purposeful on both of your parts.
The Cardinals took game one of their two-game I-70 series with the Royals last night. 2-0, the Birds capitalized on another strong outing from starter Jack Flaherty. The righty threw seven innings, allowed just 3 hits, striking out 7. What's a strikeout, Katie? Andrew Miller and Carlos Martinez closed out the final 2 wins for the victory, the final 2 innings for the victory. The Cardinals' wins, combined with the Cubs and Brewer losses, pushed them to just 1 game behind Chicago for the Central Division lead, 1.5 over third-place Milwaukee.
Katie, shots fired.
Okay, strikeout. They throw 3 pitches, and then the guy doesn't swing, and he gets out.
That is...
That's a version.
That is... That would be a strikeout. Yeah, that's not a wrong answer. It's not a complete answer.
No, it's not a...
There have to be a minimum of 3 pitches.
I think Katie needs to show her work.
So 4.
Man, I know you didn't watch sports.
No.
I didn't realize it was to the level of not knowing what a strikeout was.
Is that it, or is it not it?
Also going to be on the blog over the break. This is going to be the number one thing that I want you to do on this break. John Mayer, whom I have a great respect and affection for as an artist. No, I don't want to date him. Get off me on that. But
I just like his music.
He was in Japan and he called a baseball game and it's the funniest thing ever. And I now want Katie and John Mayer to do play-by-play for a baseball game. And we'll put that up at 971talk.com/Annie as well. Can you handle that, can't you? If I send you the link, post that up on the blog?
Sure.
A blog, like just the YouTube video. Yes. It is so...
Oh, a YouTube video? Not today.
Why?
There's all kinds of, on our end, issues.
What kind of issues do we have?
Website.
Oi.
Maybe we'll just share the YouTube video to the to the Facebook page. Whatever it is, we'll take care of it.
Send it to me.
We'll get it to you.
I just can't guarantee you that it's going to work because so far I've been having all kinds of problems.
And then I want the clip from it where John Mayer says, "And that happened."
All right.
And
that's
we'll be right back. I'm going to give you more of Robert Epstein and what he is doing, his testimony in front of Ted Cruz and that Senate hearing where he's talking about what Google has done so far. Also, Project Veritas revealing some new information today about what they've discovered. We're going to dive into that and see what we think of the new Project Veritas information. Stay tuned. We'll have that as soon as we return. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My name is Zach Voorhees, and I was an employee at Google for 8 years. And the reason why I collected these documents was because I saw something dark and nefarious going on with the company. I felt that our entire election system was going to be compromised forever.
That is, what did you say his name is? Voorhees? Zachary Voorhees.
Yep.
Talking on, that was on the Project Veritas video, which we'll put up on the blog as well. Just throwing things out for Katie and Frank to do while the website doesn't work. I figure that's the best way to get under their skin. Is that working? 971talk.com/Annie for this content as we are getting it put up. But Tony has put himself in the middle of all of this.
Yes.
That's coming out, and can kind of sum up for us what Project Veritas's latest story is. And it has to do with what we've been talking about. Google, Facebook now has come out and said that up until about a week ago, they've been listening to your voice to text audio recordings regarding your Messenger app. And so now Project Veritas is out with this Google information. What did they find out?
So this guy, Google Insider, who worked with Google as a full-time employee, anonymously leaked internal documents to Project Veritas, made the decision to go public in an on-the-record video interview. You just heard a little clip of that. Zachary Voorhees decided...
You said that video is like 20 minutes long or so?
Yep. Zachary Voorhees decided to go public after receiving a letter from Google, and after he says Google allegedly called the police to perform what they called a wellness check on him. Part of the interview, you just heard him say there that he gave the documents to Project Veritas. He had been collecting the documents for over a year, and the reason why I collected these documents was because I saw something dark and nefarious going on with the company, and I realized that they were going to not only tamper with the elections, but use that tampering with the elections to essentially overthrow the United States.
So, interjection here.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about something that has happened recently. This is post 2016, right? This is elections to come up, like 2020.
Yep.
Because as we've been playing the testimony that took place with Robert Epstein and Ted Cruz at that Senate hearing, that was a conversation that was taking about what already happened in 2016. This was where Voorhees is talking about what is intended, according to his information, for coming elections.
He says these documents were available to every single employee within the company that was full-time, and so as a full-time employee at the company, I just searched for some keywords, and these documents started to pop up. And so once I started finding one document and started finding keywords for other documents, and I would enter that in and continue this cycle until I had a treasure trove and archive of documents that clearly spelled out the system, what they're attempting to do in very clear language. He goes on to, he talks about how the police were sent to his house under the threat of, or under the excuse of doing a wellness check. He says that Google sent the police to his house. He believes it as an intimidation maneuver. He talks about things like, among these documents is a file called News Blacklist Site for Google. The document, according to Voorhees, is a blacklist which restricts certain websites from appearing on news feeds for an Android Google product. The list includes conservative and progressive websites such as newsbusters.org and mediamatters.org. The document says that some sites are listed with or because of what they call a high user block rate. So Google is deciding which things pop up in your newsfeed and which things don't pop up in your newsfeed.
A high user block rate. I wonder if that means that when I go on Google and I search something, which I'm going to do as I talk right now, if I search for a news story and it has to do, it pops up a Media Matters thing, if I can block that story from existence. Like, I don't want to see that source. If that is something that is just user sourced, as opposed to some Google execs sitting around a table going, well, we don't like them and we don't like them. But you and I were just speaking about the frequency with which you'd Google things, and there's no Fox News.
Yeah, I've talked about this before. In my job here, I am constantly Googling news stories and trying to get various reports, you know, especially when we do a big national story. I like to look at the story as it's written by several different news organizations to kind of pick, and, you know, you can kind of that way get the, if they're all saying the same thing, then you're pretty, you know, you pretty much know that part of the story is a fact.
And
if
there's three little parts of each story that will be in each each one, and then
you can kind of you can decipher then what is the facts, because they're all saying this one part of the story, they're all reporting it exactly the same way, but then there could be another part of a story that's kind of got, you know, different editorial spin on it. So I do that a lot, and a lot of times when I type in whatever story I'm looking for, I click on the news tab, and it is far and away, like 90% of the time, the Fox News story won't pop up in the news. Like, you'll click on news, it'll show you all the top. It'll be CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, CBS, ABC, you know, all those. But almost never is the Fox News story on the news tab.
I just Google searched.
In my experience, that is the truth.
I searched Epstein Island. Mostly because I just opened Google and I clicked in it, and that was one of the suggestions that came up. And I clicked the news tab, and I have NBC News, The Guardian, Real Clear Politics, Vanity Fair, and then Fox News. So it did show up.
There you go.
But it noted that it was not above the fold. And above the fold means when you open a website, what do you see before you scroll? That's considered above the fold. And it wasn't there. But it is included, as well as New York Daily News, Politico, New York Post, CNBC, and Real Clear Politics. So I'll give them credit on this one and just be upfront with what I experience right now. But
never.
I have experienced it before.
It's not
like
never.
You.
No, it's a lot.
Joe, thanks for calling the show.
Hi. You're talking largely about Google. But they're not the only one likely to offend your privacy rights. Need I mention all the major networks, the NBC, CBS, ABC, Disney-owned ABC? These people have very definite biases about social, cultural, political, philosophical ideas. And they are not giving out information. They're trying to motivate and misinform people, disinform. And I mean, even like Yahoo and MSN News, they're constantly tweaking their terms of agreement, privacy rights with users. And they can obtain information which, if they have a strong bias to somehow do something to offend you, they'll do it. They're free to do it because you give them permission.
Joe, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. The last thing you just said there is the most important thing. We are just clicking check on that terms of service because I need to get to the thing I need to get to as fast as I can.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even read the terms of service. Some people might. I don't have time to read the terms of service, which is wrong. I should read them. But the question is, after I read the terms of service, am I still going to get the thing at the other end? Probably. Mm-hmm. Because that's how we've been cultivated, specifically my generation. I got the internet in my house when I think I was in eighth grade. I think we started in seventh grade, and it took until eighth grade for the thing to finally connect. Do you know what it sounds like to dial up? Did you ever? I had dial up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Yep. Man, it was horrible.
But it was glorious when it connected.
Yes.
Glorious. You can go to 971talk.com/Annie right now and hear the play-by-play. The baseball play-by-play that was actually John Mayer. He put it out there into the world and didn't say it was him. But it is so funny, and it makes me think of Katie. 971talk.com/Annie. We're going to speak with DeRoy Murdoch when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.